Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Listen, I know people don't want to talk about things that are sacred in this country. And the Boy Scouts of America and the Girl Scouts, it's kind of like a sacred kind of thing, a rites of passage, if you will. But what took place there should not be buried, you know. And I'm sure this is a part of all of this pushback about wokeism, you know. And some will say, well, this is wokeism. That's what Earl is talking about, wokeism. Why don't you just leave those things alone? You know, those things happened a while back. Let it go. Why are you bringing it up now? Let's go to my good friend Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? Is this wokeism?
Hey, Earl.
Tom, is this wokeism?
You know, I don't. All I know, being awake means being alert. That's all I know. I know that changed the meaning or something like that.
Is there a negative connotation with being woke and being aware of what's going on?
I don't understand why there would be, but the Republicans and Fox News have made some type of new connotation. But I don't even know what it is. But I agree with you 150%. I think someone like Jim Jordan from Ohio, G-Y-M Jordan, representative who's always spouting off, should be in jail because of the fact that he saw where wrestlers were actually being molested by other coaches.
Yes.
And that should be told over and over again, the way this guy gets away with all the things that he says and compared to what it is that he did. Second, I will say this, as a volunteer, you know, football coach, I never put myself in a position where I'd be alone with a kid. Never. I think it's too dangerous in this world today, and always wanted to have it, so I was never going to be put into the situation where I was with the kid alone.
Hey, Tom, it was a youth football league that I ran for 20 years. Right. So I had a lot of coaches. Right.
Yep.
And so, you know, you're right. If the coach himself, unless the coach has the proclivities that you don't know. Right. I mean, you can't know. Yeah. But if you're the Boy Scouts of America and not some youth football program with no money.
Yeah.
But you're the Boy Scouts of America that can put $2.7 billion in a kitty. You're in a position, man, you can do a better job of vetting who it is you got, right?
You most certainly think you would, absolutely. Like you said, background checks, and I would tell, like, kids would ask me, you know, hey, coach, can I get a ride, you know, to such and such place? And I'm like going, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna be alone with a kid. I'm just not doing it. You know, it's just there's too much to risk in terms of your life, and also on top of that, the stereotypes, the horrible stereotypes from years ago about it just being gay men. Never wanted to put myself in that position.
So Tom, so $33,000 per case. Come on, man.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Once again, the billionaire class gets away with everything.
You know, the Boy Scouts is a nationally well-funded operation. It's not some little rinky-dink operation like the one I ran that struggles to even find a nickel or a dime.
You did background checks.
Absolutely.
That's why whenever I saw Scott Walker, that's what I would think of. You'd say, oh, I'm an Eagle Scout.
I know.
Like, how could anybody ever even vote for this guy is beyond me. Because to me, he's such a nerd and such a douchebag.
But Tom, just
looking at him.
Tom, when these lives are turned inside out and upside down, and you see 80 and the Boy Scouts of America initially said there's only, you know, 275 cases, and then it winds up 1,400, and then and they you know, put money in a trust fund to deal with 1,400, and then you look and see that there's 82,000 more who have said, yes, I was abused. And Tom, that's nowhere near the amount who just will not say anything, right?
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah, it's they should just end the organization, as far as I'm concerned, or they should put those procedures in place where they are doing background checks, all that kind of stuff. And you know, it can't be just that you move up the ranks in the Boy Scouts, and that's what makes you a Boy Scout leader. And that's what they've done, is they've taken people like Scott Walker, who says he's an Eagle Scout, and then they make him into a Scout leader. And then end up with problems.
Let me see. So an Eagle, you know, once you make it to an Eagle Scout, it means, you know, you don't lie. You know, I'm an Eagle Scout. I don't lie.
I think you go from Eagle Scout to politician.
Yeah. You know, man. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You know, the situation, and I'm not laughing at people whose families have been hurt. Some about what happens in this country that we forget the people who've been damaged, and we brush that over like the Catholic Church. You know, they protected their money. Well, you know, we're going to protect the money, and not only the fact that they protected it, but that the system allowed them to protect their money. And you know, from all the priests who did the things that they did, you know, you didn't deserve to protect your money when you destroy people's lives, unless your money has more value than the people's lives that you destroyed. And so we live in the country that's the case. That's the case in this country. The money comes first. The people come second. And if I got, you know, I don't have to have the money that Jeff Bezos has. But if I've got enough of it, the people look at me in awe. And they elevate me because of not who I am, not because of my character, but because of what I have. And that's what happens in this country far too often. Well, you got a house that sits high on a hill and beautiful acreage around it. People envy you. Never mind the character of who you are. I want to be like you, not based on your character. So people want to be like Donald Trump. Not based on his character, because he has none. You know, they want to be like him because he's a thug, a bully, criminal. He'll threaten people. But he's a billionaire. That's what I like. Maybe one day in my life I'm going to become a billionaire. So I'm not going to say anything negative about those people because I want to be who they are. Listen, it's time to change things. You know, the great thing is that, you know, young people like Connor and his generation, they're not going to get caught up in the things that our generation got caught up in. Well, I can say that. I don't know if that's the case. I know I'm not going to be around, but by the time Connor, gets to be a ripe old age, it may not be the Connor of today because all of us change. You know, Connor might be one of those guys who wants to get his grubby hands on as much money as he can ever get his hands on.
No.
Never. You say that now.
I say that and I mean that.
Why? Why?
Because I don't do things for money.
Well, because you're 20 years old and idyllic.
I know. I understand the importance. Like, it's a tool, though. It's a tool. That's what you have to remember. It's not a means to an end. It's not a game. Yeah. You don't just, like, build up points so you can get more.
Well,
clout.
People will say, okay, that's a young 20-year-old guy who's got his whole 21-year-old guy who's got his whole life ahead of him. He's saying that. He doesn't know what he's talking about when he gets to a point where he realizes just what money can do for us.
I mean, that's just other people that have let it corrupt them, trying to excuse their own behavior by saying that I'm not experienced enough to understand something. That's just basic moral principle. Like, I have friends that's more valuable to me than money. Money's a tool. Like, I'm not saying I don't want money, because everyone needs and wants money. It's just like, if that's your goal, if that's your end goal, like, I want to be a billionaire. Why? Because I want it. It's like, I want to get money so that I can give it to other people. So if I can earn a lot of money, then I can give it back to the community I'm from, or
so
I can
let
do
me,
this, or
so,
I can do that. Like,
so let me say this to you, man. You're me when I was your age. That's the way I looked at life. It has followed me throughout my entire life. It never changed me. I never changed my view on that. I never made money my God. I never, ever wanted to have as much money as I could get. I never looked at life through that prism, even to this point in my life. So what you say is true. You don't have to then, once you get older, change it. Because if you see it through the prism, you see it through now. And that's who you are, because that's the character in which you were created. Being concerned about others, because you talked about giving it away. That's who I've always been, even to this day in my life. Money will never be my God. It'll never rule me, because I've seen enough of what it does to other people. Got to go to a break. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now I know why I love you. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Well, the times are-